State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's your girl, Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your host of, not Street Politicians, but TMI. New name, new year, new
same
energy.
Us.
Same us, but we have decided to rebrand after 6 years of Street Politicians, which is a name that I love that we created. You might have been the one to come up with
that. I mean, pretty much, you know, I do that.
That's you always come up with the best titles for the moment. And at the time, Street Politicians was so, so important to us because during that time, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, when we first started talking about it, so many people were like, I don't be thinking about politics. I ain't into that. Like everywhere we traveled around the country, it was like politics was like, oh, that's somebody else's thing. That's someone else's business. And we did a lot of work over these 6 years, not just with the podcast, but with our work through Until Freedom and just on the ground and or in communities in general to really get people to start thinking more about politics. And now it's oversaturated, even though some people still don't feel politics is their thing or their business. But I do think that more people are engaged and more people are knowledgeable about what's happening in the political space, right?
And I think also, you know, even though people are definitely more knowledgeable about politics, we just didn't want to just seem like that's what was our main focus. And we understood that our communities need more information than politicians and politics. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like everything is politics, right? But a lot of people fail to inform, you know? So we wanted to make our show about informing our community, about you being able to bring people, artists, everything that we actually respect that can give you a perspective that can help you grow and evolve to different places. So that's
why we changed. Not just you, but me too.
Well, help us all.
We intend to, and I think our show, our podcast has always been about us learning as we try to teach, as, you know, we're all being informed together. And so TMI,
that gives us a good segue to explain what the name is.
What is the name?
It's not what it sounds like.
It's not TMI.
It's not too much information.
Although sometimes we don't
talk about TMI giving too much information. But it's actually just our names. Tamika and my son, information. We give you information. We'll bring people here to give you information. So we want you to be prepared and ready to be informed.
Right. So TMI is beginning. We're just back now. We've been sort of working on all the rebranding. I know folks were like, what happened? Like, where are they? But we're still with the Black Effect Podcast Network.
Shout out to Black Effect. Shout out to Charlamagne. Shout out to iHeart. Shout out to everybody.
The whole family and all of our siblings in the podcast network is so many. First of all, the Black Effect Podcast Network is doing amazing things.
Amazing. You see my hat? I finally got my hat. I had to be like, yo, I ain't got my hat.
Amazing. They actually sent us some jackets
too. Yes, I got my jacket too. I'll be wearing it.
And then, you know, so the network is doing well, growing every day. I see so many new shows have been added. I think Sarah Jakes is going to be one of the new podcasts coming into the family. And so, that is already great. And then our longstanding relationship with the first people who believed in us, which is Catscape Productions, our dear sister, Kathleen Trigg, and also, Janice over here.
Janice.
Who's always holding it down, our producer. And so, you know, our family hasn't changed, and we have grown in so many ways together. I remember when we first started, like going back to those old beginning shows when you and I used to argue and yell.
We still don't always agree.
No, we still don't always agree.
So that's not going to really change.
No.
But we're going to give you our perspectives and our point of views, even when we disagree, so that you can make your own judgment about who's right and who's wrong. Because I'm usually right and she's usually wrong. So.
Right. Whatever.
See?
Whatever. Right. But, you know, and I think now in this society with all the stuff that's happening, we've begun to agree more than we used to.
That's definitely.
I mean, I think there's always still a perspective and something we want to... It's so many shows, podcasts, blogs, talk, whatever they are, YouTubes, that have really been designed to try to divide men and women, and particularly Black men and Black women. And I don't know if it's intentional or they just have found that over time it becomes lucrative. Like, the more conflict you have, the better, you know, ratings. And
conflict is content. That's what it is.
It is.
And I realize it's a definite marketing strategy. For most people, a lot of people, that's their main focus about how can we conflict somebody? How can we create the division? How can we gossip and create something, even if it's not true? So I don't think...
No, that's not what we want to do. We don't want to do that.
You do not have to worry about us. We don't want to do that. We do not here to tear down anybody. Everybody that we're going to bring here, we're going to bring people that we actually respect. People that we actually feel like are going to
do
something.
Does that mean we're
going
to bring everybody we agree with?
No, but I'm saying respect. You don't have to agree with somebody. Like, I don't agree with you a lot of times, right? But I respect you, and I respect what you do. So we might have a different perspective on certain things. So you can respect people that you actually disagree with on certain topics. So if I don't respect you, then I don't even care what you think about something, right?
That's true. Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea? idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
So as you heard from us the last time we were in the studio, TMI is a thing. This is our new venture. Been podcasting for 6 years, but we're doing it with some new energy. And the person responsible for keeping our voices at the forefront of the podcast industry is coming up right now. I'm really excited about this interview.
Yes, I am too. My brother Charlamagne the God.
So, you know, I've had the opportunity to hear many, many, many introductions of our brother.
Yes.
Right. And, you know, over time, those intros have developed to so many different things. And now, you know, my favorite introduction from us is this is our friend, you
That's
know,
right.
And it's so good to have our friend with us and to have our friend as one of our biggest supporters in terms of making sure that our voices are present and powerful and impactful in the world. But, you know, some of the developments of his old days of being introduced are that this brother is a media mogul, a multimedia expert. It has a podcast network, a publishing company, is the producer of a multitude of different things. I mean, it's so much that Charlamagne Tha God, Lenard McKelvey is doing in this world. And we are so excited that for the first time, we get to have you as a guest on TMI, which is formerly known as Street Politicians. Exactly. We get to put you in the hot seat.
Yeah.
So
it's the first time?
First time. In 3 years that we've been on your network, this is the first time we have you with us, but it certainly isn't the first time that we've been engaged in conversation. We've obviously been on the Breakfast Club many, many, many times. And between us and you, well, between you and me and Teslin, we argue every day for at least about 5 hours a day. So I'm always knowing, you know, what's on your mind and how you're thinking about issues.
Me and you know how to tap out, though. Tez don't know how to tap out. Tez will keep going and going.
You know Tez. Tez bring y'all argument to me.
Exactly.
After she piss y'all piss her off, she come to me, and then she can't bring it to me. So she know how to keep it going.
She keeps Tez going. Man. I mean, listen, if you ever need somebody to help you think, Teslin is the one. Whether you agree with
Absolutely.
Her or not, she going to help you be up on your game because you're not going to just tell her bullshit and think you're going to move on.
Fair.
So let me just start off by saying that I remember when I first told you we're going to change the name of our podcast from Street Politicians to TMI, which is Tamika and Maison's Information. When you heard it, you were like, it's dope. I love it. But you know they're going to say y'all being messy because we know what TMI really is another thing that's that statement is well known for, which is, of course, too much information. And you know, we have had the opportunity working with Dolly and just working with the team to reimagine our initial vision. It's been 6 years that we've been doing our podcast. And we said, okay, we want to do something fresh, something new imagery. And you all have been so supportive of it. So first of all, thank you. But what we do want to really find out is with the Black Effect Podcast Network, what was your initial vision? Like, why did you start this? What made you want to manage all of us people, crazy people?
Because Malcolm X said that the person who controls the media controls the minds of the masses. And for the first time, and at least in my lifetime, you know, we're in a place where so many people are controlling their own narratives. You know, so many people have their own platforms and they're able to have conversations that you're not hearing on traditional mediums like television or even radio. And even when you look at radio, right, like talk radio is dominated by the conservative voice. Like, and it's a huge medium. Like, these are hundreds of millions of people who are tuning in to listen to these, you know, conservative, you know, radio show hosts. And that's even translated over to podcasting. If you go to Apple right now and you look at like top 10, 15, 20 podcasts in the news, the news category, they're mostly conservative voices, you know. So for me, it's like, where are the independent voices? Where are the, you know, the voices from the other side? Like, where are the people that's really speaking, you know, for the community and what's going on in the street? Like, where are all of those different voices? And I felt like, you know, the best way to amplify that was through the podcast space, because there was already a bunch of people doing it like yourself. So it's like, you know, if I get the opportunity to be able to partner with somebody like an iHeart to be able to amplify those voices, why wouldn't I?
Now, that's dope. And one thing is a common theme, you know, because I'm so big on authenticity. And that's one of the things about the Black Effect Network is it is full of podcasts who are authentic, raw, and real. You know, and I know that's something about you that I've known for years, you know, since I first met you, like when you was dark skin, you know, when you used to be dark skin, you know what I'm saying? I know you since then. And I just want to know, like, just all the things you've accomplished, you know, I always celebrate and I always tell people how proud I am of everything you accomplished. But back in those days, did you imagine yourself actually being where you are right now?
Yeah, because, you know, to a certain extent, like, you know, I knew that I told myself back in 98, I wanted to be like, you know, a super jock is what we call them. You know, I didn't want to be just somebody in a local market doing the time and temperature, introducing, you know, the new Drake record. Like, I always knew I wanted to be Tom Joyner or Angie Martinez or Wendy Williams or Doug Banks. You know, Petey Green was a big inspiration of mine. Howard Stern, all of those people. So luckily, a lot of them, you know, they had the opportunity to build, you know, I guess empires, mini empires is what you want to call them. They were doing the books and they were doing the television and they were producing, you know, TV shows and stuff like that. So I had a blueprint, you know, there was a blueprint before me. So yeah, I was able to see what was possible.
Well, I mean, I love that you're saying, yeah, I saw it. Because so often the answer to that question is like, no, I had no idea. I can't believe where I am today. But you're saying that you had a vision for yourself. You saw it and you actually followed some of the models with your own flair. You know, and oftentimes I think people, they don't really know where to look for what it is that they want to be. What do you think it is about you? That's like, is it that you read a lot? Is it that the exposure of your family, your parents, your community? What do you think puts you in a place to be able to see all of these different models and create what you have now become?
It's all of those things. Because, you know, my mother, growing up, she was an English teacher. And she would always tell me to read things that don't necessarily pertain to me. So I would be in the library reading everything from, you know, Judy Blume, the books about UFOs. And then my dad, you know, he was a Jehovah's Witness, then he got this fellowship, and then he got into the Nation, but then he was also in the street. You know, my dad, he battled substance abuse, but then he also sold substances. And, you know, he also was an entrepreneur. Like, you know, growing up, my dad had a fish market in the middle of Monk's Corner. Like, it's called Mac Seafood. So him and my uncles, you know, had a fish market right in the middle of Monk's Corner. And then right behind the fish market was a barbershop. The barbershop was owned by a bunch of brothers. So it was like I always saw that level of entrepreneurship, you know, even in my community. And then growing up in hip hop, you know, I'm born in 1978. So I saw Bad Boy, Rockefeller, No Limit, you know, Rap-A-Lot, all of those brothers opening up these entities where they were empowering other people. So for me, it was kind of like it was a combination of all of those things, like, you know, not limiting myself to one space, but also knowing that you can create these entities to empower other people. And then, you know, Clarence Avon was from North Carolina. So I was always, you know, a big, 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 big student of everything Clarence Avon was doing. And so he was a big blueprint of mine. So yeah, it's just like it's a combination of all those things you said, just paying attention and observing, you know, Black people in different spaces doing great things.
Speaking of influences, you know, I've watched you. You've had some of the most controversial interviews ever, and they've been either entertaining or informational. Like you've done so many different things in this platform that has revolutionized. I think a lot of people follow the blueprint that you have. Who is some of the people who've given you some advice, and what was that advice that you think that you've taken as giving you, you know, the opportunity and the ability to be where you are right now?
Oh man. I've gotten advice from some of the best ever. Like I've gotten advice from all the great Angie Martinez. I was working with Wendy for 3 years. Tom Joyner. Like, you know, I've had the pleasure of like knowing these people and having them tell me, you know, different things. One thing Wendy said to me that stuck out was, you know, you're going to either be of the industry or of the people. And that always stuck out to me, you know? But it's almost impossible to not eventually be of the industry, because either you're going to build your own industry or you're going to start developing real relationships with people, because either y'all going to come up together or you're going to meet people in this business that you, you know, connect with. She was just a rebel, period. You know what I mean? Like, she wasn't trying to deal with nobody in any way, shape, or form. You know, I don't know if that was good or bad, but yeah, I've gotten great advice from a lot of great individuals, man. But I learned more so from watching other people. Like, there was people who I idolized back in the day, and I realized that, man, they never allowed themselves to grow up. And being that they never allowed themselves to grow up, they never allowed themselves to evolve, their plane landed and the wheels didn't come out. Like, there's a lot of people that came before us who we watched crash and burn, you know, especially in radio, especially, you know, if they had the shock jock label, but they didn't allow themselves to grow. And so for me, I learned from that and just realized, like, man, I don't want to be the 45-year-old dude with his hat on back with, you know, yes, 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 y'all, and screaming over records. Like, I never wanted to be that. Like, I wanted to do exactly what you just said, Mike, have conversations, you know, that people can actually learn from or just sit back and watch and genuinely be entertained. Like, right now, you look at the game, man, it's just all a mess. Mm. Like, everything is conflict driven. Everything is, it's like, yo, who can we beat up today? You know? And if I don't want to be a part of that circle. Like, I've been disconnected from that a long, 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 long time ago. Because how sustainable is that? I don't think it's sustainable at all.
So what would you tell a young person? Because we're privileged, Leonard. Like, we have access to these people. You got to work with, as you said, Wendy and Angie Martinez, you sit with, and we are in all these circles. We're around all these people. So what would you tell them? You said watch examples, right? But what's another tip that you would give them about how they can start to formulate what it looks like to develop and sort of go to the next level? What's your hustle and your grind that you would share to a young person that's trying to figure it out?
No, number one right now, it's always been the number one, but it's even more imperative now. You have to be authentic to you. Like, I feel like there's not a lot of people being authentic to them. I really feel like people see what they think is working for other people. So everybody's just mimicking that. That's why, you know, it feels like everybody's doing the same thing, because like nobody's really truly being themselves. But if you notice, it's the people who really are being themselves who are cutting through in a really unique way. Like, you know, you look at somebody like Earn Your Leisure and what they've built. Like, they built a whole platform talking about financial literacy. So you look at somebody like a 19 Keys. Like, 19 Keys is just out here, you know, empowering people on some OG Nation of Islam energy, like, you know what I mean? Do for self. And it's like, all like, that stuff is cutting through. You look at what the 85 South Show does in comedy. You know, three brothers who individually is stand-up comic are incredible, but they come together collectively just to kick it as homeboys. You know, they built an amazing, amazing production company with 85 South. And like, they don't get involved in none of the mess. So it's like all of those people who are in their own unique lanes, truly being themselves, you know, have garnered a lot of success. Then you got like a whole group of people who are all literally just doing the same thing, spewing the same type of mess. And it's like they got their one niche audience. And a lot of people love that, right? A lot of people feel like that's what they want to be a part of until they get involved. They look around and realize how small the room actually is. It's not a big room at all. You want to put yourself in places where the rooms are big, where eventually you're not even in a room. You're just outside and you can just look around and realize, like, man, all of this, you know, I could tap into if I wanted to. But those rooms that with all that mess, they got walls, big brick walls and glass ceilings. And you looking up thinking you could go farther, but you really can't. And eventually you find yourself trapped.
So with all the different podcasts that you have, we have so many different voices. We talk about sex, people talking about politics, people talking about community issues, street, all everything you could think of. What, how do you deal with the sponsors and the people in the background that's like, you got some folks on Gaza, you got people on so many different issues. Like, what type of, how do you walk into a room where there are folks who are constantly trying to shift the narrative or control people's voices? What gives you, like, what do you say in those rooms?
I let them speak their piece and I speak mine. Like, I don't know why everybody's so afraid just to have dialogue. Like, if somebody says something that you don't agree with, then you give a counter to it. And whatever that counter is, y'all can either go back and forth, or if it's in public, people are going to side with whatever they want to side with. If you say something that they like, you know what? I see where Tamika's coming from. Or if Mike says something, you're like, oh, I see where Mike's is coming from. Like, I don't understand why people are so afraid to dialogue and why we just want to, like, eliminate and destroy people we don't agree with. Because everybody thinks they're right in some way, shape, or form. And they have reasons why they believe they're right. If I hear you out and you're explaining to me why you feel the way you feel, whether I agree or disagree, if that's truly how you feel, you have the right to that opinion. You have the right to feel that way. Just like I have the right to my opinion, like I have the right to feel the way I want to feel. But I mean, we all know at the end of the day, truth is truth and facts are facts. And I have to, even in this world of artificial intelligence and everybody, you know, nobody caring about the truth and the lies more entertaining. Even in this world, I have to understand or believe that the truth is going to prevail eventually. And the only thing that ultimately tells the truth is time. But sometimes you just got to say what you need to say and step back and let time tell the tale.
Yeah, I say that all the time. You know, I watch now since you know, the birth of the internet, is so many people with the same exact blueprint to success. Say something negative about somebody else a bunch of times until people pay attention to you and cause conflict. And I really think that's just a cheap way. But once again, I want to celebrate you and say we appreciate everything that you've done for us. I appreciate the way that you've just conducted yourself in this business since I've known you. It's always been authentic. You know, like, even when there's been controversy, it's always been authentic controversy. It's always been, you didn't agree with something somebody said, and you challenged it, and you stood on what you stood on. And I always respected that. I tell people all the time, I don't care if you like what Charlamagne think or not, he gonna stand on what he's stand on because that's what he believes. And that's what one of the main things about you that I appreciate. But I just want
to
say
that. Now he apologizes to people because he hurt their feelings.
Yeah, because if you can't, that's a man though, because we make mistakes. That's also being authentic and standing on what you stand. If I say something and I can acknowledge, you know what, I made a mistake and I apologize, that's also, you know, attributes of a man. But that brings me to the last question I want to know. You know, you've been in this industry for years and you've had different dialogues, different controversy, whatever. Is there one thing that if you would do it over or change? Just one of the things that stand out to you, that, like, you've been through a lot of different things. Sometimes some people go through the industry like, you know, everything that I went through got me to where I'm at, so I really wouldn't change anything. Do you feel like that, or is one particular thing that you might say to yourself, you know what, this situation, this industry that I got into, I probably would change if I could do it over?
I would have answered that differently a couple weeks ago, but I had an experience. I had an experience a couple weeks ago that I haven't spoken about yet, but I will one day because I'm still processing it. But I went away on like a spiritual retreat. And let's just say that I was literally shown that every single thing that has ever happened in my life, period, was absolutely positively meant to happen.
Wow, you sound like you had ayahuasca. Mm-hmm. You sound like you had one, like you went on that retreat. That sounds like everybody who go on that, that's what I hear, like that real thing. So, you know, you ain't got to tell us now. I guess you're going to tell when you feel like that, but it's damn sure sound like that. I was just telling, me and Tamika was having this conversation last week. I'm like, yo, I really think I wanted to do that because it seems like everybody has this clarity and seeing God moment in it. So, but that's a good answer.
I will tell you this. If it's calling you, do it, Mike. Mm-hmm. If it's calling you, do it.
Yeah.
Only do it if it calls
you. Okay.
But yes, I was literally, it was like somebody wrote it down and literally showed me why every single thing happened the way it was supposed to happen. And it really does make you say, man, God really does love you in spite of. And that like sometimes you just need to know that. Like God loves you in spite of. So it's like, no, I couldn't. I wouldn't. I feel like if I took away anything, it would like it'd be like a game of Tetris or Jenga. Like you take one away, the whole thing might tumble down. So I gotta own it all.
I gotta own it all. What you say? Thank God for it all. Thank God for it all. But thank you so much.
Thank you, brother,
for coming and sharing with us and being a guest on our podcast on your podcast network. That's dope.
TMI. I just want to ask you one more thing. If you could give me one word to describe you, just one word. One word.
One word to describe me?
Yeah, yeah. Describe you. How do you describe yourself with one word?
Alive.
I love that.
That's it, King. We appreciate alive. You,
but,
man.
But thank y'all, too, man. Thank you, Tamika. Thank you, my son, man, for everything that y'all do. I don't think y'all get enough credit ever, but, you know, that's just the way that it is. People are not going to celebrate y'all fully until it's all said and done. Because the thing that I love about y'all, the thing I love about y'all, and listen, I didn't grow up with activists, but, you know, you hear the things that are said about activists. The thing I love about y'all, y'all are always doing the work, whether the cameras are rolling or not.
Yep.
People can never say Tamika and Maya on an ambulance chases because y'all be out here on the front lines of things that I don't even be knowing be going on. You know what I mean?
Well,
y'all
listen, they're going to say it. They can say anything they want, just like they say all the things about you, right? It's a lot of hate out here, but it's much more love. And I think, as you said, it's God's love and our love for one another that keeps us all going. If it wasn't for you giving us opportunities, you know, publishing my first and now my second book, you know, being there, always giving my son a platform. Anytime you call, I want to come up to the Breakfast Club. You are always doing that. We have to love each other more than they hate us. I think that's the answer. So that's what it's all about. We love you and you just keep doing what you're doing, brother. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong,
and asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Jalameen of God, we thank you for it all, King.
Bernard McKelvey.
Yes, sir. Excellent interview, man.
It was a good interview. I see him talking about politics, and I see him talking about celebrity news and, you know, also issues, things that's happened in the community and all of that. But it's good to hear him talk about his aspirations and what he is building as a media mogul.
Yeah, and I asked him some questions I always wanted to ask, you know, about how, because like I said, I knew him when he was dark-skinned for a long time.
I don't know what that means, you know, but y'all say it all the time, inside, so I guess it's funny.
So anyway, I just know him a long time, and just watching his growth and constant growth and elevation mentally, you know, in his business acumen and everything, just seeing it grow and just knowing that he actually said that he this is what he wanted. You know what I'm saying? So I always say that. I always tell people all the time, you have to speak it into existence. You have to believe in yourself more than anybody else doesn't believe you. And he's a testament to that.
Yeah, that's right. What I say, we have to love us more than they hate us. Ooh. And that is yes. I mean, we that's have to actually write that down and put it somewhere.
We got to love us more than they hate us.
Oh, man. Because they love to hate us.
Oh, man. They can't.
And they love to hate Charlamagne.
And
sometimes,
us.
You know, he's Charlamagne. So every now and then he does and says things and it's like, what, Leonard? But, you know,
but
overall.
It's how you feel, like I said,
overall,
man.
We know he's a good dude.
Yes.
He really truly real good is a dude. Good dude.
We don't agree all the time. We me and him debate.
All the time.
We're going to have our debates most of the time.
All the time.
But it's always in love and respect. So that's what I like. I appreciate it.
Well. Speaking of new things and developing in our skills and really just kind of looking at how we engage more people. Folks have now heard at the beginning of the show about what TMI is, and we love feedback. Make sure we tell everybody.
Yeah, give us some feedback, please.
TMI_show, that's at TMI_show. On Instagram.
It's going to be the number one show. Just like Street Politics is one.
Jesus.
About to be the number one
show. Was in our heads and our hearts. But it will definitely be that with the feedback and the encouragement and information from all of you who are out there. So we are asking you to please go to @TMI_show on Instagram and get in the DMs and let us know what you want to hear about, what some of the topics you want us to cover. Speaking of topics, let's talk about what folks can look forward to.
Yes.
For the new TMI season.
That's right. We have new segments that will be in the TMI season.
Well, I still
which will
think
be,
so.
You still be
My
thinking.
Thought of the
Your
day.
Thought of the day will still be there.
Yes.
But we'll be adding the TMI segment.
the messy segment. Not the people really like
a little mess.
It's a little mess.
But it's going to be just about things that we want to get your opinion on. Things that might be TMI.
It's not always messy.
Too much information. Somebody might give us too much information. We might ask you, do you think it's too much information? You know, it's going to be a dope segment. It's going to be one of my new favorite segments. Also, one of my new favorite segments is my new segment, right? Is where I spotlight good music. It's called the good Real Music Spotlight.
Good music.
It's going to be good music because it's real music. Because okay. I believe, like I said all the time, I do not believe that music with substance gets enough highlight. Mm-hmm. You know, and it comes from whether we have mainstream artists or up-and-coming artists. They don't highlight the songs that actually have the substance. Like, you hear the radio songs, and you don't like the... I do this all the time. I'll hear a song on the radio from an artist and be like, I don't want to hear the album. And then actually start listening to the album and be like, yo, why they don't put these songs on?
Right.
Like, why nobody's played these? I do that to artists all the time. So I'm going to make sure that I highlight some of the songs that I think are substance, that are dope songs.
From some artists that are unknown, up and coming.
I want music with a message, because I think we moved away from that, you know, in this culture right now. Everybody just wants the dopamine. They want to move around. They want to either drill too much or everything else over sexual. It's just so much.
Sex too much.
So I want substance. So that's what.
But they could also be an artist that is well known.
Yeah.
Because like Cardi B. You know, one time I was watching her on live and she was like, people keep complaining about certain songs that I put out. And she was like, if you go to my album, and she named a few songs, she's like, these songs are everything y'all claim y'all want, but it ain't bumping like that. It's not bumping all over. People are not, you know, invested in these particular songs. And she's like, if you want artists to put out more music that is just better, I guess, more culturally competent and relative. You have to support those artists and make sure that those songs go to number one.
That's what I say. And this is a good segue to this. You know, shout out to our brother Rep Jamal Bowman from the Bronx. He is unveiled the new Congressional Hip Hop Power and Justice Task Force. Mm. The goal of the newly formed group will use hip hop's messaging of building a more equitable society to help spearhead initiatives to address economic inequality, affordable housing, and racial justice imperatives.
Yeah.
So that's going to be something we look forward to. Shout out to Rep Bowman.
Congressman Bowman has been, well, he was on what was formally known as Street Politics.
So we got to get him on TMI so he can give us a little.
Yeah, it's a lot to talk to him about.
It's a lot. He's on up for re-election, so we definitely need to have him up here. And also, you know, I'll still be doing my I don't get it, because it's so much shit I just don't get. Just in the world, period. So I'll definitely never get rid of my I don't get it segment. And that pretty much would be the sum of how we do our new TMI. So it's going to be a lot of building. You're going to see different things. We're going to get your opinion, what you like, what you don't like. And we want y'all to be honest with us, because we do not want to do bullshit.
Whatever.
We do not want to have a show full of bullshit. Nah, give me honest. I take it.
Well, you make sure you read the messages.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
You don't read your emails, so.
Yeah, that's the thing. The email thing. But that's why you don't send me an email. You send me a message. You know what I'm saying? You send me a message, I get an email. It's not so accessible to me. Mm-hmm. So,
I'm really excited. Of the team of everybody that worked together. And shout out to LaToya Bond and our sister Tisha, who are behind the scenes working it out, making it happen for all of us. It's
crazy.
A bunch of folks. Anastasia, Bridget's in the back. I forget what's her name, give it.
Noel.
And of course the mothership is being managed by Janice.
Janice is over here running the ship.
Yeah.
She's so keeping me in line.
Anyway, we love y'all and we look forward to a great TMI
season. It's going to be number one. I promise you it's going to be number one. We love y'all. Please continue to love us and pray for us. Please. Because we need all the prayers. Listen, I'm not going to always be right. Tamika's not going to always be wrong. But she will always be bugged out. You we will both tripping. Always, and I mean always, be authentic.
Peace.
Check out the video version of TMI.
Every single Wednesday on iWoman.tv.
That's how we own it!
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.